Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from University of Puget Sound, an independent liberal arts university in Tacoma's historic North End, offering more than 50 undergraduate courses of study, as well as graduate programs in counseling, physical therapy, public health, and occupational therapy. Learn more about a Puget Sound education at pugetsound.edu.
We're going to get started right now, so please welcome percussion guru, passionate composer, and tango aficionado Ben Thomas to KNKX's Studio X.
Thank you. later, but let's give it up for Gabe Hall Rodriguez on piano.
Steve Shermer on bass. Libby Phelps on violin. Thanks, and that was a very old tango called El Choclo, and we gave it kind of a modern jazz, neo-soul treatment and opened it up for solos. Louis Armstrong did that, a bunch of jazz musicians have done that. It's one of the great tangos of all time. We're gonna end with a song called An Unapologetic Shift of Perspective.
Thank you.
Brandon Thomas there on the bandoneon. Piano from Gabe Hall Rodriguez. Bass from Steve Shermer. And violin from Libby Feltz. Give it up one more time for them, please. All right, Ben, I think you got to grab that microphone over there. That was beautiful. I love that. It's like music really just kind of grabs you.
Thank you.
So those were all tangos as far as I know.
The first one was definitely a tango.
Okay.
And the other ones we would file under modern tango, which the quick version of that is most people have heard of Astor Piazzolla, great composer who started something that turned into like a half century of people exploring tango music. And he would bring Bartok and jazz and rock and modern classical music all into his tango music, but it was still rooted in Troilo and traditional tango sort of stuff. And he had this very expansive view that as long as you had that core of tango in there, you kept making things more and more interesting by bringing all your influences in. So that's what we tried to do. Like we opened them up for some jazz solos. We approached kind of like jazz tunes. And then the other thing is there's a lot of modern classical harmony, a lot of jazz harmony in here that you wouldn't find in traditional tango music. Mm-hmm. But the articulations, the approach to the instruments, the lack of drums and having everybody play percussion on their instruments, those are all very much rooted in traditional and modern tango.
Okay. So in addition to the bandoneon, you also are a master of percussion, right?
We're kind.
well, you have like a master's in it too, right?
I have a doctorate.
Okay. Right on.
Way too far. My anger issues found their way through multiple graduate degrees. So. I've done KNKX a bunch of times on vibes before. So.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm a little bit new here, so I did not know that, but... I was listening to the Eternal Aporia album that came out back in 2022, and I dig that the vibes and bandoneon combination along with the rest of the instruments, it works out really well. How did you go about writing that, and the theme of the title of it, did that play into, how did that play into the songs that you wrote?
So that was like many people's pandemic projects, just me spending too many hours a day. So I had a collection of... tango-influenced music and things that I'd written specifically as tangos. Steve and I used to work in a chamber group called Torch together, and he and I, and Eric Lickle, who the four of us collaborate with on some tango stuff, we just decided, hey, why don't we do this as a remote album? So everybody recorded in their own studios, and we had a piano player down from Texas that I do a lot of touring with, Johnny Gear, and so he played some of that. So Eric Lickle recorded in his basement, I recorded in my place, Steve came over, we did the quarantine masking thing, and kind of put it all together, and Eternal Aporia is... that idea, like a philosophical aporia, where you have a place where you can't pass through, you can't solve a problem, and looking at modern tango music, where how do you respect a tradition, a music that's old, and keep it fresh? How do you keep introducing new ideas to it without making it lose its core and its identity? And that's true of tango music, it's true of Baroque music, it's true of a lot of the stuff that we play. So just that constant struggle that I and the musicians I had been working with had been trying to deal with for decades. So it was eternal, it was a problem we weren't going to solve, but it was a problem we were going to keep trying to think about.
Very nice. And I also want to compliment the clarinet on the record too, it was really good.
I'll let him know. he humbles us all. And he's just the nicest guy. Mm. In addition to being the best musician in the room, he's nice. None of us like him. Just makes us all look bad.
So in addition to tango, are there other musical styles that you like to compose in?
My first four albums or so were all modern jazz, pretty straight ahead with the heavy Latin jazz influence. I play a lot with Jovino Santos Neto, so there's a lot of Brazilian music in my writing as well. Okay. I've written a fair amount for chamber music and for choreographers, things like that, but I'd say for the last 5-6 years or so, I've been trying to write modern tango music almost exclusively.
That's very cool. I actually want to back up a little bit. How did you become passionate about the tango style?
The quick version of it is I used to play timbales in a salsa band. And I was at the Century Ballroom, and there was a room full of like 200-300 people dancing. And I looked out, and I'm like, there's all these beautiful women in these nice dresses, and they're down there dancing. And I'm up here with 11 smelly, sweaty dudes. I'm doing this wrong. I went out and started taking dance lessons. I went from salsa dance to tango dance. And then from tango dance, I was like, I love this music so much. And 2006, I bought a bandoneon. And in about 2012, I started to get serious about it. And I love it. It's made me a very different musician as a percussionist and a composer. As a percussionist, you don't have to worry about breathing. It's like being a piano player. Mm. With the bandoneon, the bellows get so wide, and then you run out of lung. And so it's made me write different phrases and play differently when I'm playing drums and vibes and stuff like that.
I can imagine it kind of like creates more of like a soundscape as you go in and out with it. And so my final question is, you know, the summers here in Washington are apparently very beautiful. I haven't really got to experience it yet. I just moved here
dude,
in the fall.
Oh, dude, you are going to have a good time.
But do you have any summer plans for music and those sort of things?
The big show in May, and then mostly trying to spend my summer recording as much of this music as possible, just working with them. Already got gigs. It's hard to get the sextet out, but I've got a lot of trio gigs and some quartet and even some quintet stuff later on in the year. So just trying to get the music out.
Mm, very nice. Very nice. Well, thank you again for coming in. It was beautiful music, very dynamic, and it really grabs you. So I want to thank you again for coming into KNKX today.
Thank you, KNKX, and thanks for the audience. You guys were great.
And before everybody goes, I want to shout out to Brian Moynihan, Parker Blome, and Brenda Goldstein-Young for getting this all together and having this opportunity to listen to a little bit of music on a Monday. All right, thank you very much. Thanks, Ben Thomas.